Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn has been a champion for revitalizing the downtown business district since taking office in 2011.
We have done more in the last 2 years than has been done in the last decade. Think about what has been accomplished in the last 2 years. That Riverwalk that we broke ground on last week to where we are today, where 2 years from now, a year and a half from now, there'll be 2 miles of uninterrupted stretch of waterfront, anchored on one end by Richard Gonsmart's restaurant in the Waterworks, where a new federal courthouse in the next 18 months will be turned into a boutique hotel, where just 2 days ago we broke ground on the Aloft Hotel at the corner of Kennedy and Ashley, where you look at 3 towers that have been announced. And I'm here to tell you, for the hand-wringers and the naysayers, density in downtown is a good thing. And don't let anybody tell you that it's not.
The theme this year was Downtown Fast Forward, a look at the last 10 years and the future. The cornerstone of the luncheon was the 4-person panel discussion made up of young business professionals who live and work in the downtown Tampa area. Brian Steele, a senior project engineer with the Beck Group, said that he wants more economic development.
I don't want to see another surface parking lot in downtown Tampa. I want them all to be developed into at least mid-rise to high-rise mixed-use buildings. I want to see some form of mass transportation take effect, at least between TIA and downtown. I'm not going to say what form that needs to take, but there needs to be some form of mass transportation between there. And I want to see a greater diversity of economic support in downtown. We need to be the strongest center of economic and creative activity.
Senior urban designer Erin Chantry with Tyndale Oliver and Associates said that she believes the key to developing downtown lies in the uniqueness of Tampa's Ybor District.
Ybor City represents that strong heritage and that culture that Sean fell in love with, that I fell in love with, that a lot of people have fallen in love with. The Cuban history and culture is something that's unique to us, and that's what we have to build on.
The panel also discussed obstacles. Panel member Brandon Hicks, an architect with 12th Street Studio and a teacher at USF, said that he believes the biggest hurdle is attracting and keeping young people in Tampa.
The challenges for me is what I see yearly is all about talent, 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 right? It's about, number one, how you develop talent, which we have completely figured out, right? We have incredible universities, we have incredible programs. And the second part is about keeping that talent here, which is a struggle and something that we're all trying to help with up here, and I believe everyone out there as well. And the third part is encouraging that talent or promoting that talent.
The Tampa Downtown Partnership is made up of over 40 member businesses who operate in the downtown area. The partnership is aiming to improve the collective downtown community by working with the private and public sectors. For WMNF, I'm Roberto Roldan, reporting from Tampa.